I didn't say this when I spoke, but I graduated 2 years ago from York. I have 3 degrees from York. I have a specialized honors in psychology, specialized honors in Spanish, and then teacher's college as well here from York. And if I have to choose, it's hard to choose one pivotal point in your career because everything and everything you do is like little seeds that you plant along the way that you kind of go and pick up after. But if I have to, maybe choose. I would have to say it was when, in 2007, with Professora Maria Figueroa, who was here, who introduced us, and we worked together to create the literary magazine in Teosis. You can have copies at the end, we have. But it was when it opened up the idea that I could do something with this need that I wanted to help out and to create a higher level learning for students. And it's kind of, I saw possible, there were so many things that you could do with your career. And then I applied that year for teaching and master's because I didn't know where I wanted to go. And then I didn't get into my master's, so I went into the field of teaching. But that doesn't mean that I regret it in any way. On the contrary, I've learned a lot. But it's that notion that you'll have many routes or many, you know, paths that you could take, and you can always go back unless you think you're fine. And then we'll talk about how I got into the job. Okay? Thank you. Rebecca.
So probably the most important thing for me getting into my career was I had to bite the bullet and take a very entry-level position, and I was working as a summer student, making minimum wage over the summer, and I was very unsure about what was going to happen next. You know, while everyone else is making above minimum wage and you're struggling and you're, you know, dealing with student debt and whatnot, that was probably the most important thing because, you know, you either make more money or you get your foot in the door and work from there. So that was, I mean, taking that student summer position really opened up a lot of opportunities because from there you network and from there you have an internal job search engine, so you have access to a greater amount of jobs. So that really led, it was a good stepping stone for me to enter into a more permanent position.
In the summer program that you're talking about is government?
Yeah, it's an Ontario Public Service summer student program. So you're making minimum wage, you're doing, you know, trivial jobs, but in the end it pays off. So
yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that
you
too.
Do bite
yeah.
the bullet.
Yeah.
After I finished my first year of university, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, so I went on an exchange to Norway. And that started an enormous saga. I ended up taking off for 4 years. And in the course of those 4 years, I went and lived in France. And so then I learned to speak French and learned to love French. And then the saga continued. I ended up going to Africa. And when I was in Nigeria, I had contracted an illness and I needed to stay for a place for a while. So I ended up offering to volunteer at a school. And then they ended up hiring me. And then I worked there for a while, I crossed the continent, and I'm in Rwanda. Once again, I needed to stay for a while, and I again volunteered my time, and again they hired me. And then I decided, there seems to be a pattern emerging here. Maybe I should become a teacher. So I came back to Canada, and I found out about Glendon. I had never heard about Glendon before. And I went to Glendon and I had a wonderful experience, so I did concurrent ed. So by that point I was in second year, I did concurrent ed and I started out as an elementary teacher. And my original intention was not to be a French immersion teacher, but they needed French immersion teachers. So I got hired immediately and anyway, there have been all kinds of pivotal, but I think there are opportunities that have presented themselves throughout my career. And, that looks interesting. I think you kind of have to seize those. But having the French not only opened my eyes to another culture, another literature, many peoples throughout the world, it also led to jobs.
My story is similar and not to the previous panelists. And I think it is absolutely true, and I'll continue what you started saying, that the language degree is one of the most versatile that you could possibly have, because it enables you to enter a variety of fields where employers are sometimes willing to teach job skills for the specific jobs rather than teach a whole language, right? So I started, I was an international student here at York. So my first job was here on campus. That time it was quite restricted. The international students could only work on campus. So I held various part-time positions at York in various departments. Once I graduated, I started working in the pharmaceutical industry, where I worked for about 4 years in healthcare. And then I changed the career completely in telecommunications. So I worked at Research in Motion. I was the senior manager of business operations for Latin America, where I used my primarily Spanish. I also speak Portuguese. And I worked there for a while. And most recently, I'm the product manager for Global Trade Consulting, which also is very global in scope. So the more languages you know, the more you can communicate with people from various cultures and in different languages, the more you can bring to the job, and the more you can achieve. So pivotal points, just like the previous panelists mentioned, there are several. It's very difficult to trace down. It's partly opportunities that happen, and partly opportunities that you create for yourself, according to what you like, or you know, carve your own path down the way.
A lot of the messages that I've heard resonate with me, and so at the time I was a York student. I recall my professor saying, "This is the greatest degree. You are above everyone else," and how good we were. So when I graduated, there was a bit of snobism when I left here, and thought, "Of course everyone wants me. Why not?" My professor said I was the best thing ever, and the degree is the best thing ever. So why not? And at the time, it was eating humble pie. It was going out and thinking, "Well, what would you like to do?" And I'm thinking, "Well, how can I make more money? Want your job necessarily, right?" So I think Rebecca hit it. It was, eating that humble pie, and you have to start at the bottom at some points. And it was, what do I want? Do I need to gain experience, or do I come with some experience, and what do I bring to the party? And with me, it was, geez, I could talk your ear off, I could communicate in a number of languages, and I could recite poems and a whole bunch of things, but really, what did I bring to the party? And so I had to start at the bottom. And when I looked around the room and I thought, I've got a degree, I just graduated, and people are giving me orders, in terms of, can you photocopy this, can you do that other thing? I'm thinking, this isn't what I want. But it was, again, in yourself, you have to say, what do you want longer term, and are you willing to pay a price of some sort? And for me it was, I've got to start something. I have to build my skills and capability outside of the languages, outside of the communication. Are there other things that I can learn? And I had to learn the business world, which I had limited experience from summer jobs, but nothing that someone that had a degree in business administration would have. So that was the pivotal point for me to really come back and say, geez, great, I've got a degree, but now I may have to start over again. And so I kept an open mind in terms of everything that I learn and everything that I do will get me to that next place. And I never really sat down to say, I'm going to be a director of HR, or I'm going to go into this industry. It was keeping an open mind to learning and doing things that were developmental and things that were a little more archaic. But the other thing that I would say that was pivotal to me is the people that I met. I worked with some really good people. I was very lucky. I had very good mentors, and I kept connected to them. And I always, made my voice be heard in that this is not what I want to do longer term. I want to do more. I want to get into other areas. And taking the opportunities as they were given to me, even if it was coordinating a training session or setting up chairs in a room, it was making sure that I would expose myself to those opportunities, get connected to people, and just be happy that, at some point this will change, but I need something to build put on my resume so that I can move it.